Okay, recording?
Recording.
Hello and welcome to episode number 133 of the...
Has Robin started yet? In hysterics.
I'll stay back here for the moment.
Welcome to episode number 133 of the... Pocket Gamer iPhone and iPad Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Will Wilson, and with me is Keith Andrew.
Hello.
And John Jordan.
Hello.
And we are on site for this one because we're in Manchester. Sunny, rainy, sunny again, then rainy again.
Bright,
Manchester.
Bright at the moment.
It's bright at the moment.
Yeah. Humid.
Because we're down here for the editorial conference where we all get together, talk about Pocket Gamer, talk about our readers behind their backs, and then we play bowling.
And get t-shirts.
Oh, we've got t-shirts. We've got specially branded Pocket Gamer t-shirts now. I wonder if they're going to hand it out as a prize at some point.
No.
I think we should get like stars like Angry Birds. So our performance over the year, we'll like a McDonald's, we, you know, get the amount of stars we get. Keith's not looking very happy.
Too much competition, that.
No?
Take
no
that
stars.
Too seriously.
No stars for Keith.
No stars.
It's, if you want to know what it looks like, it's a blue t-shirt with play as you go.
Look,
yeah.
Play as you go on the middle with different kinds of phones
and
NGP or whatever, yeah. PSP Vita and the 3DS on the side. Mm. So yeah, and on the back it's a QR code, so you can download our app, I guess.
No, it's just the URL.
Is it just the URL?
But it has the little Space Invader logo.
Yeah, it has the Space Invader logo inside the QR code, which is quite nice. That's on the back of the t-shirt. Anyway, I'm sure you'll see that in a competition later down the line.
Or on eBay.
Or on eBay. picking up a high price.
Signed by Will Wilson.
That'll
be the giveaway.
Yeah. Gee, wow, we'd get so many entrants for that.
Like, I'd enter.
One.
Not your mum again.
So it's a bit weird. We're in a pub.
Is it the first podcast we've done?
We've done in a pub. We haven't told them we're actually recording a podcast, so
it could get chucked out
at
any
right
moment.
By the female toilets.
Oh, we are. Good thing there's no women in the pub.
Yeah, there's no women in the pub, just a couple of old men like sitting around with a microphone in between them. Drinking ale, except for me, who's trendy and cool and is drinking lager. That's fresh.
Sponsored by.
I'm not going to say what type it is. You're going to have to guess. Anyway, we're going to go on to these. It's going to be a bit weird this week because we've been away from the office for 2 days.
And nothing's happened
on the site since then, it seems. So,
do you think it's because we make the news?
We make the news. We're out there every day, like, haranguing.
And maybe a bit Independence Day.
Oh, yeah, an Independence Day. Apparently some small country over the ocean... declared independence from a bigger and better nation with the help of the French about 200 years ago. We don't know which one it is. There's over 42 nations that celebrate independence from Britain. So
really? That's
mean.
Yeah,
42.
They should commiserate.
Well, they have the Commonwealth now.
Yeah, the Commonwealth.
But not the Americans.
No, they're not in it. Canadians are, though. They're much cooler.
They like it.
Who? Canadians.
Well, there was Rwanda, wasn't even in the Commonwealth. It was French, and it joined the Commonwealth.
We're
so little news we're doing. Bit of politics.
To be talking about the Commonwealth.
A bit of politics on the side for you there. Also, Canada Day was recent, wasn't it?
Canada Day was always in Canada.
No, I thought there was a Canada Day recent as well.
Canada Day was Friday, I think.
Yeah.
Friday or Saturday.
Just before the American Independence.
Because old Wills and Kate went over.
Yeah.
And Wills did a speech in French.
Did he?
Yeah, we were doing Ottawa, so he did it in French, everyone looked very awkward and embarrassed.
Yeah, they don't like the monarchy in Quebec.
They liked it then. They all had their flag now.
Okay. Well, all right, let's skip from that and let's go on to the news.
News!
There is no real news.
There is news. There is big news.
We've got news. Actually, to be fair, we've got one news story that I've written down here. I mean, we could go back to Friday and do a bit of Friday's news.
What happened on Friday?
We can't remember that long ago.
It's pretty tough. We don't have Wi-Fi, so I can't check offhand. Let's have a look.
I think the Pokemon news, I think let's go with that. It's big. It's potentially big news.
Okay, we'll go with the... Stop.
I'll check Friday while you talk about...
There is one big piece of news this week. And you've all probably seen it on the site. It's that an official Pokemon game might be actually coming to iPhone.
Although it seems it might.
Might.
Well, it thinks it might just be in Japan, mightn't it? I mean, that's the weird thing.
Might just be in Japan, right. Yeah.
But if you think if you're going to do it, it's, I mean, it'd be such a demand.
If you're wondering, if you sat there or stood there, or
lying there,
wondering why on earth would Nintendo allow one of their biggest franchises to go to the iPhone? Well, they didn't make it, if you remember rightly. Pokemon Company and Game Freak, actually.
Well, yeah, Game Freak was the. Yeah. And Game Freak was bought by, became the Pokemon Company.
Mm-hmm. So it's not actually a Nintendo first party, it's technically a second party.
Yes.
In the set that they publish and they've got very strong relationships with them.
And, but I mean, I think Pokemon Company are allowed to have much more kind of freedom to do stuff that officially Nintendo couldn't be seen to do, but they can, like, almost like. You know, I'm sure the Pokemon Company people told Nintendo they were doing it. You know, it's kind of been sanctioned at some level, but they can kind of get away with doing it in such a way that it's not official Nintendo kind of policy. But if it works really well, obviously, then that's the next step can be Mario on iPhone.
I thought you were going to say marriage then.
Me and a Pokemon.
The next, if it goes well, the next step is marriage.
Of course, of course.
I, Ash, marry you. Jigglypuff.
What, 501 of them?
No, just Jigglypuff.
Okay. Well, if he's a Mormon, he'd get away with it. I don't know. I think they'll have a couple of them.
So, yeah, it's going to be a free Pokemon game. And, yeah, as John was saying, so far all we know from translated websites. We've actually got some people on staff who speak Japanese, so maybe they'll be able to give us a. Yeah, we do. We've got two, I think, actually, now.
Who?
Yeah, the interns.
Yeah.
That
shows us up a little bit.
Well, I don't think it's that embarrassing not to know Japanese. if you were on this podcast and you didn't know English, that might be a little...
Yeah, that's true.
So we got that from Japanese websites, and it's going to Japanese App Store for free. It'll be interesting. Do we yet know that it's going to be a spin-off, like simplified, or if it's
well,
going to be
it's not the full game, is it? So it's like Pokemon Tap, kind of. I mean, the translations.
It's going to be like Pokemon Snap, then, where you just sort of trundle along in a cart.
It's going to be. You imagine it's going to be some sort of game that is involves Pokemons, but isn't Pokemon. It's going to be a spin-off side.
Be full. Although they could easily make Pokemon work on the iPhone. It's just.
Oh no! It's kind of the bigger issue for Nintendo. Obviously, is they've just spent loads and loads of money with doing the 3DS and. And obviously it's kind of flopped, so at what point do they
that's harsh.
Okay, not flopped, okay, but effectively...
I agree.
You know,
but, yeah.
I mean, it's not flopped for you know, the Mario Kart will do really well, or, you know, the Mario game, you know, there's probably Nintendo stuff will all do really well on that, but, you know, for them to go big into if they went big into mobile, they would be massively successful, but it would obviously...
Damage their...
It would damage the...
Weaken
kind of,
their...
Yeah, and the, you know, the one thing they... The one thing that is keeping Nintendo portable stuff going is the fact that Nintendo make brilliant games for it. So if they wouldn't stop doing that, but it's like the first bit of a slippery slope for them. I think it'll have to happen at some point. I mean, I can't believe that at some point over the next 5 years, Nintendo will not be making lots of money out of smartphones. When everyone, you know, when there's 2 billion smartphones out there.
Do you think it'll happen in the same way as the SNES to PS era, where a lot of their second party used to be core publishers? Went off to publish with Sony. Do you think that's going to sort of happen with their core portable?
You could argue it has happened, though. I mean, like, who releases stuff on the DSiWare or the eShop? I mean, it's just and the prices on them are just ridiculous, and the games are like rubbish. Well, not rubbish, but
they're not rubbish.
No, but compared to,
they're very expensive. Do you want to guess how much Plants vs Zombies is on the eShop?
I don't want to guess. No.
Is it more expensive than Windows Phone?
It is.
Really?
Yes, amazingly it is. £7.49.
It's cut down version as well, isn't it?
£7.49. Yeah. Mm. You can buy the full version for £30.
How much is it on Xbox Live? Is it like a tenner or?
Yeah, it's around that, yeah. I don't know, actually, it might be 800 points.
Right, that's the I get lost with points, I don't know what that means.
They've designed it so you get lost.
That's the idea.
But it's interesting, for like the Nintendo and the eShop now, it's not points. It used to be, the DSi shop was points, as you say, it was confusing, because now the eShop is pure money.
To be fair, though, Nintendo have like three currencies. They have points, stars, this is just their...
But
stars
isn't a currency, is
club
it?
Thing.
Stars is a...
Yeah, no,
like,
but they also
thing.
Get points as well with the loyalties.
Okay.
But they're not DSi points, and it's very confusing. Anyway, so that's the big news.
That's the news.
That is the news. I've just checked it. It's a Rhythm Action game.
Rhythm Action?
Yeah, Rhythm Action.
That's why
he's used the proper... I like Chris because he's used Rhythm Action, not music genre. Because only fools use the word music when they mean Rhythm Action.
Yes, but they're two separate things.
They're not two. Rhythm Action includes music.
Within the music genre. Yeah.
Well, no, it's Rhythm Action is the one that the music genre goes into.
What?
Yeah, it is true, because Rhythm Action could mean anything. It could mean dancing, it could mean... tapping cards, in this case, was music game.
Tapping
it
sheep?
It has music, but, you know, music is just one of the aspects that a Rhythm Action game could be.
Kind of.
Music is a subsection of Rhythm Action.
Yeah, so everyone needs Rhythm Action again.
There's no Rhythm Action games that don't involve music, are there?
I think you're both just disagreeing to fill time, to be honest. Pat upon.
That's not really music. That's just rhythm and action.
But it has. But it is music. Yeah. Okay.
I like that game.
Did you enjoy that game?
I did like that game. It's cool today, listeners, because everyone's face to face, so we're all watching each other.
Trying to avoid watching you. If I look at Will for too long, then I can't stop laughing.
Keith, in fact, has his eyes shut.
Just in general, if I look at Will for too long.
He does actually have his eyes shut at the moment. Because I'm doing my
Our beauty is so overwhelming. He has to shut his eyes.
He's keeping his eyes closed. It's like the ending of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Anyway, okay. Well, that was the news. I know it's going to be a pretty short. We could talk about the conference, but we can't say too much about what happened.
All the secret stuff.
It's a lot of top secret stuff.
Change of name.
Yeah.
Not covering games anymore. It's all top secret.
From now on, we're no longer called Pocket Gamer. We're called Karen. Karen Taylor.
Karen Taylor listening on the podcast is now really paranoid.
Sorry, Karen.
20 middle-aged to young technology journalist and be blogging her every move.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should add a writer now to the back end, Karen Taylor.
Some
articles up by her.
Yeah, I'll write at her. Yeah. I'll ghostwrite for her.
Give you a story.
We've got an audience. We've got a dog with a small pink bow in his hair. That's pretty cool. It's probably a her.
It's Karen.
It's Karen.
It is the embodiment.
Yeah, it's the spiritual.
The spirit guide.
Okay, anyway, we should get on to more iPhone games. Let's go on to let's go on to new releases. We've got a few.
Okay. Yeah.
Do we?
Yes. Yeah, some good ones this week.
Yes, very good ones this week. We've got some. First up, let me talk about Death Smiles, which is coming out tonight. When this podcast goes
two
live,
days ago.
Came. But anyway, this week we got Death Smiles, which Xbox fans, or indeed Cave Shooter fans, would remember came out on Xbox Live. Came out as a boxed copy on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Xbox. Oh, turn your phone off. It came out on Xbox Live end of last year, around then. And it didn't sell
very
well.
We talked about it the other week, didn't we? Because I watched the video and it was all a bit Japanese.
It's out this week. So if you... Bullet Hell fans should be on that in an instant. It's got an extra mode. It's got a sort of Victorian fetish-like gear.
Yeah, you said this last time, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. But this time I'm staring at you while I do it.
I'm not looking.
And I'm smiling menacingly.
It was breasts, from what I can remember, to be honest.
They weren't that big.
Were they not that big?
Not compared to most League anime
breasts,
girls.
They were Victorian breasts. They didn't get enough fat in those days. Like
no, but they have corsets in those days.
Push them up.
But they weren't... I didn't notice. No, it wasn't half as bad as some of the other animes I've seen.
Outside of work.
You're kind of... Yeah.
Anyway. They were still nice, though. They were nice girls.
And does it have anything at all to do with the actual game?
Which is side-scrolling, Bullet Hell.
Not involving Victorian corsets at all, probably.
It does have girls.
Yeah, that's what they're meant to be dressed. Yeah. It's like as Victorian as I am.
You might not remember this, because if you haven't played Dodonpachi that much, then you won't know, but the main characters in there are all women. But you don't actually get a first look at them. You just see them at the end.
No.
If I remember right.
So,
I'm not even sure if you do that. Anyway, all the characters, all the cave games... women as main characters, basically. Anyway, moving on from that, we've got another hot release. I like this and sound like a radio doing. We've got another hot release coming up next week.
Dedicated to
Swords and Soldiers HD. We've been waiting for this for a while now.
Well, it's been Chinlengo announced it. Two tribes announced it.
Yes,
ages ago. Yeah. Last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
2010.
And then Chinlengo announced it for the spring lineup. Yeah, we're firmly in summer.
Not spring now.
Nope.
No,
Dorothy. That'd be a crap film if it were like that. We're not in spring now, Dorothy. Shit, we're in winter. Sword and Soldiers HD. This was a big hit on the WiiWare, wasn't it?
It was critically. It was ordered. Yes. I'm sure it didn't sell bundles and bundles, but probably relative to other WiiWare games. Yeah.
I haven't played it yet. I don't know too much about it. I've seen screenshots. Yeah. Make it look very nice.
Well, it's like a kind of tower defense-y type thing. Is that the wrong term? But kind of strategy type thing. Brilliant artwork. Really kind of 2D, very cartoony, side-scrolling waves of people attacking you. They're kind of, quirky humour. So there's you play as Aztecs. You play as a Chinese with lots of kind of fireworks, that kind of racism. There's like kind of big bears like stamping down. It looks very exciting.
We would tell you how much these games are costing, but. My phone is currently flashing low battery, and Keith is currently just—I don't know what he's doing.
Just browsing the web.
What the hell is that?
Do with work. That's you actually. Well, that's on that website.
I remember that. That was a good night. right.
I don't think we have a price anyway. Actually,
I don't think it's that expensive. It's, I mean, Chinlengo don't go. No, it's not like ten bucks, is it? I mean, it'd be.
We've not mentioned the price.
So. Maybe haven't said.
And the final new release this week, not quite in the same league as those two, that we're going to pick up on, Block Breaker 3.
Ooh,
by Gameloft. I didn't even realise the first two were out on iPhone, if I'm being quite honest with you.
Is this their breakout?
Keith played them on Java.
The thing is, Keith has played them.
I've played every single breakout clone on Java that is going.
Yeah, this is basically a Java port. Is this
one the all right though?
I saw the video of this and it looked really quite innovative the way you.
Yes, it is. It's actually one of the best breakout things you can get.
You're not stuck in one screen, are you? Moving all over the show. No.
Yeah. It's so we got even though it is a Java game, that might be quite good to look out for if you're into a bit of bricks and balls and bats.
Well, I was going to say you can't go wrong with it, but obviously you can.
You can go wrong with it quite often.
Well, you can get a lot of these games are just very generic, and they just do what a game from 15 years ago would have expected, and they just make the graphics a bit nicer. Yeah. I mean, I remember a lot of the early iPhones. I remember playing some early iPhone games that were didn't add anything at all. Hmm. Whereas, I think Gameloft and also, I mean, Digital Chocolate have done a few. I don't know what that one's called, but
it's a very similar name.
Yeah, but they're doing some quite interesting things. It's like kind of getting it a bit like Tetris that everyone knows how to play. It's obvious what you do with it, but you can take it in different directions, can't you?
Yeah,
you're a good designer.
Some people have done it very badly, and some people have done it much better. So there's obviously
I always find there is a massive inherited design flaw with most of these breakout clones, which is down to the original game really, where if you get down to one brick. It can be just tedious with the ball bouncing all over the place, except for onto the brick for about 5 minutes, and you hit the brick.
You don't usually swear, Will. We're not face to face.
We're going to beat the one out, aren't we?
Yeah, you're going to have to beep it. So I was told another podcast, one of our rivals just swears a lot.
Oh, really?
To get explicit.
So do we get explicit on the iTunes if we...
I'd rather not. I don't think it's a...
Might draw people in.
Well, I'm not 12 anymore. I don't think having explicit on an album means it's worth it,
We've had one swear word and we've talked about corsets and breasts. I mean, we should be getting up there.
We are pretty much 13-year-olds, then, right?
Talking about anime girls isn't explicit.
I didn't even get into the
good stuff, I'll show you a bit later, John. And you, Keith.
We're edging away nervously from the microphone.
All right, so that's the new releases this week. Bleep that out, that swearing. I don't know where that came from. Probably the beer.
You lost it.
It was the frustration. One brick.
Yeah, it's still painful. Painful memory.
Let's go on to the new releases.
Have we not just done that?
Yeah.
Let's go on to...
Is that not that? No.
Let's go on to what we've been playing.
What we've been playing.
Not much.
I'm going to go first because I've only done one game this week.
Yeah, okay.
Cars 2.
Cars 2?
Yeah.
Cars 2.
Wow. You may have heard of this film. It's currently the lowest ranked Pixar film ever.
Really?
Yes.
Is it really awful?
Not really rated.
It's like, someone posted around a screenshot of Metacritic where it was showing all of these scores of their films and they had 99, 98%, you know, ridiculous scores.
Wasn't Cars one of the lowest ones anyway?
Cars one was 76, I think.
The first Cars was kind of
rubbish.
And they kind of wonder why they've made a sequel of it anyway. Why not make a sequel of one of the...
Well, it's a franchise thing, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, there's going to be a Wall-E 2 probably off this as well. Yeah. You know, just
up two
would be just bizarre. A prequel. It just ruined the whole of that stuff. Yeah. Anyway,
Pop's a good film.
Anyway, Cars 2 is not a good game either. I mean, it's almost average, but it's not. It's below average. It's a side scroller sort of platform game where you're always moving to the right as one of the four cars from the game. It's not really much fan service in this. If you click on the first page, you go to a website link, which doesn't have a trailer, or probably does, but it's hidden somewhere. Mm. So what you'd expect, first of all, film tie-ins, you've got to satisfy the fans, first of all, because that's really who you're aiming for, and Cars 2 fails in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Second respect it fails in for the fan service is that there's no plot, there's no scenarios. You're playing three different levels set across Tokyo, oil rig, and London.
London,
the most bizarre-looking London ever. But there's no... If you complete a stage, all eight levels... then it just says congratulations, you've gone on to the next stage. There's no bit of plot. You know how film times always try and get a bit of the plot?
Yeah.
There's none of that, so fans are just going to be left there going, like, you're going to have to have seen the film if you're going to understand why you're driving as like secret agent cars and what the hell chrome means.
Oh really?
There's no description, no intro. Even worse, for non-fans, it's the jumping. It basically requires you to double jump if you want to get over any obstacle, because the first jump is so lame and it's very tight. You don't go high enough to clear any obstacles. Mm. So you have to keep double jumping, which is kind of clumsy. And the actual level design themselves is that it's multi-route in places, but half the routes seem to be designed specifically to kill you.
Yeah.
So there's absolutely no warning. And jumps appear and you don't even know that they're coming because it's too zoomed in. It's just all a bit naff, you know.
It feels like a driving game.
It's not a driving game. I know. It's just strange. A sort of weird platformer.
I remember when the first Cars came out. I reviewed the DS version, and that was kind of mini game based, but it was kind of quite. Each of the different characters had like a mini game, but it was pretty, different things, like £25 or whatever. But I was quite impressed with that. I kind of thought they'd done a pretty good job. But.
Yeah, this one feels a bit rushed.
Who's the developer on it? Was it internal? Maybe it was internal.
It's internal, I think, because it just shows Pixar's logo and Disney.
Disney Mobile.
So, it just fails on all of the criteria that you would mark a film tie-in in. I mean, obviously, it's not... Film tie-ins normally are quite rushed, but even in terms of... It's not an average film tie-in because it doesn't do anything for the fans in the first place, so I've given it a 4.
Well, you kind of think normally film times are rushed because it takes time.
They've got to hit deadline.
Obviously it takes longer because you're going to an outside. You're basically saying we want a game made on this film. Then you're pitching to like three or four different developers or what's your design. That takes maybe a month of fiddling around. So you kind of, if you do it internally, you just go, well, everyone knows Cars 2 is coming out like in 3 years' time. Obviously there's scheduling something involved, but you kind of think it would be easier to do that kind of stuff internally.
Well, they've got to get all the licensing and all the contracts and all that crap as well.
Yeah, but it's their license, isn't it? It's not like they've hardly got to spend that much time checking it.
Yeah, but they'll also get the actors' voices in.
Yeah, but they have it anyway.
Here's another thing as well. The sound is horrible. Because there's tons of little icons around the level which you pick up to get a higher star rating. And every time you pick one up, it sounds like someone's like just put a little bit of a fingernail on the backboard and just like that. And it, because there's so many hundreds of them, it's like that all the time.
How are they? Why are they?
I have no idea.
It's not even. I don't even know what are those things. They're like litter and stuff from a garage.
Yeah, it's like in Robocod where you'd pick up like cassette players and stuff. It's just
Robocod.
I'm thinking into last week.
And this week.
And this week, oh yeah.
Oh, we've yet to come on to Robocod, are we?
Yeah. Well, not Robocod, but James Pond, yeah.
It's just a bit pointless, really. I know that you listeners wouldn't have bought it, because you guys are clever souls. But if you were sat there thinking, actually, maybe I'd quite like Cars 2 when I went to see it the other night, where everyone else hates it, I might pick up the game. No, don't bother.
And how much is it? Is it not 99 cents, I guess, either?
No,
It was cheap.
No, probably, yeah.
It's about £1, I think.
Oh, really?
Maybe, yeah. I can't remember.
I think it was 59p.
It's not 59p, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
But not worth even 59p.
It's not worth your time.
Much better games out there.
Wait till it's on free app
get,
a day.
Get
what
Sonic
we're
Racing.
Sonic Racing.
I saw another site written that it was made by Gameloft. I was.
Yeah, well, you showed me. Yeah. That's just
Cars
lazy.
Was made by Gameloft.
No, Sonic Racing.
Idiots.
Sumo will be suing.
Of a mistake to make. That's pretty.
Did they give it a good score though?
They gave it a good score. It was one of the home console sites trying to do mobile.
They don't know what
you know, they have
about.
No idea. They probably looked at the Java version was made by Gameloft.
They probably didn't even play it.
They did a Google search and then
that's
they
confusing.
Went, oh, it's Gameloft, yeah. Must put that. So, yeah. So we can't really edit that out because we've got background music, but there you go. So yes, get Sonic Racing.
What's Keith been playing?
I've been playing another film license.
Yeah.
Not equally awful, I guess. I've been playing the Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Okay.
Tie-in.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm doing hand signals.
I'm not loud enough.
He's looking away in the wrong direction.
Well, I'm looking at my iPod.
What I'm getting, right, is sound bouncing back from that chair onto the microphone if you're looking
at
it.
Is that not good?
No, look directly
like surround sound. it's not very... It's all right. It reminded me of the kind of old school... shoot everything that comes on the screen kind of game.
Much like the film.
Well, yeah, and the problem is, though, the game is very simplistic, but then you have these reams and reams of rubbish text, just, and you think, I don't care, and it just floods, and you're tapping to get rid of the text, and then all you do, basically, you can either be a car for little driving sections, which are probably the best bits, or you walk around shooting things. And the enemies are all almost...
It sounds awfully like Transformers.
Well, yeah. The enemies are all almost the same, and you can either shoot them... But there's a number of weapons you can upgrade. You can either shoot them, or you can kind of attack them hand-to-hand.
Melee.
Yeah, which is the best way to do it, to be honest, because then at least... The problem is...
You can't miss
it's
with melee.
It's FIFA above, and you kind of miss... miss aim.
Will, is I think it's the music. He's dancing.
To Lady Gaga. Yeah.
In a Transformer type of... What would Will transform into? I don't know.
That's the video. Like that.
Well, that's true. He's a fan. So that's not very good. It's not bad. It just is very monotonous and kind of thing that reminds me of the kind of thing I would have played on the Mega Drive years ago and got very bored of very quickly. Because once you play the first level, basically, all it does is get harder. So...
Who made that then?
EA.
No, but...
I'm not sure about the level.
They wouldn't have developed it, would they?
I'm not sure it's just the name. I think I might have relied on whatever was already in the database for that. That's not too good. And then
you're not saying a lot of a credits thing on it. I don't know. I just want to know.
Help.
This song reminds
about
me of dancing games on Kinect.
EA.
Rhythm Action.
Yeah.
Hasbro, rhythm action. EA. No, it doesn't say.
Probably be internal then, maybe.
Yeah, it's not good.
No,
okay. It's not bad, but it's not good. It's not really worth...
No.
Worst is probably the latest James Pond. James Pond.
Everyone likes James Pond.
In the Deathly Shadows.
No one knows who James Pond is.
Yeah, I know.
But this isn't even like James Pond. Well, it is like James Pond's, but the artwork of it is like a poor someone has had a go at doing James Pond. And basically, it's a game where all you do is stopping hitting things. So he automatically swims.
You stop him hitting things? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Right.
And what you do is you tap it to make him go higher.
Oh, that's awful.
And you just... And you can hold it down to make him reverse.
How do you fire?
Well, he fires automatically, you see. So as soon as he's in line with an enemy, he fires for you. So basically, it's just a positioning game. So you're just trying to avoid things. But the problem is the architecture is so bad that quite often you'll get stuck on top of something and there's no way of reversing back off it and you'll just die. And it's just very, very poor man's James Pond. It's really nothing to do with James Pond, really.
The animation is really slow.
And it's just even the way it looks. It looks like someone who was a fan once has had a go at drawing it.
Yeah, it looks like a fan-made game.
It was... Yeah, it's not good at all. And I don't really understand the link... Why have they linked it to a Harry Potter film? Because...
It's quite shallow water.
Yeah, but it's kind of...
I mean, to be fair, you could say, why did they link it to
Just because he had an extendable neck. Yeah. But this is, I mean, it's nothing, you know, that was a proper game, and this isn't really a proper game. I said in the review, it feels like the kind of tech demo you might have shown when iPhone first came out, to show what you could do. But to make a whole game about it is just poor in my book, so that is even worse. So after a really good week last week, this week I've packed the usual...
He almost lost his cod on the rocks.
He was battered.
You see, this is not have any clue what you're doing. Yeah, he's playing it.
He's playing the game. Will is actually... Isn't he playing quite well? Is he doing all right?
I'm
he's
dying. Gone. Are you not? Dead.
Yeah. He's almost dead. Oh, okay.
The thing is, he sort of floats in the air at this point. I don't really know what he's supposed to be doing here.
I don't really know.
Not really a flying fish, is he?
He runs out of air
and he doesn't do anything for a while. Yeah. And then he gets a bit back and...
Bloody hell, this is rubbish.
He's swearing again.
I should have just said, bloody hell, this is rubbish.
Bloody hell, I can keep that one in. That's live reaction to me playing that game for the first time.
Well, I'm glad you played it and you didn't say, oh, this is amazing. What are you talking about? This is a great game.
This reminds me when
this
I was nine, Mike.
This reminds me of money.
Money.
So, yeah, that's...
Impressionist.
That's three rubbish games so far this week. What about you, John?
Really did it.
No,
any good games this week?
No, I wouldn't say rubbish.
You wouldn't say rubbish.
No,
just bringing out the iPad.
I've got the iPad, but, you know.
Well, I thought it was just a massive iPad, isn't it?
Passcode is 4.
Isn't that what it is?
Isn't that what an iPad? It's an iPad.
So all right, actually, going back to the kind of childhood, sweet childhood memories, is the Top Trumps game. As you know, I don't know, you guys didn't seem very impressed with the mention of Top Trumps.
Okay. I was too old for Top Trumps, really.
You were too old for Top Trumps? You were born.
We were all in the Mega Drive era.
I had a few decks of Top Trumps.
No.
Play Game Gear for 10 minutes and, you know, instead of Top Trumps before the battery ran out.
But Top Trumps was social, yeah.
Top Trumps seemed a little bit, to me, as a child, a bit childish. Because I could play a deck of cards, you know, have a deck of cards, I got 50 billion games.
Isn't the stats thing not appealing?
No, but I liked Black Mariah and stuff like this. Tactical card games.
You were too much.
Cambridge.
And then when I went to bed, I used to take the chess set and make my move against Commodore. No, I didn't really.
Yeah, you did.
Made them all again, we're going beyond it.
Why? I don't even know what that accent is and what it has to do with chess. I don't know. Are you a robot chess player?
I did have a Kasparov machine.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I
found an exploit, a tactic which you couldn't work out what was going on, and I beat it like every difficulty level.
So that wasn't a very fun game then, was it?
You basically cut
one of its wires.
Pissed off my brother so much because it was technically his machine, and I used this exploit to beat it. All the difficulty levels, you're going to do it on the second one. And he was sat there going...
He didn't know what the exploit was,
and he was just sat there trying to work it out. It was brilliant. Anyway.
Anyway. What were we talking about?
And then what happened, Keith? Will was playing chess.
And then you pulled the cable out.
Well,
how come the cable fell out? I don't understand.
You were laughing so much at Will that you leant back and.
Was it me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, messed my thing up again. You've broken it.
I've broken your iPad.
It's your fault.
From here.
You have enormous power, Will. Anyway, so Top Trumps. We're talking about Top Trumps. Which is a game that obviously no one else seems to. Well, actually, Keith has played Top Trumps on Java.
Yeah.
The experience he didn't find particularly enjoyable, did you?
No.
So I've been playing Top Trumps, and it comes with it's basically a free download for iPhone. It comes with a dinosaur deck for free, and if you want to, you can buy additional packs. I mean, they're quite expensive. They're £1.79. So is that three bucks, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's quite that much, is it? Is it $2.99, something like that?
It's $3.
He's literally knocking a cent off there.
It's not quite that much. Every cent matters.
Special offer.
So if you want to, you can buy the James Bond pack, or the Supercars pack, or if you are in America and you are paying in dollars, you can buy the NBA pack, which is, I would probably think, probably one of the better packs. The Supercars one is a bit...
We don't have the NBA one then.
No, because it's a licensing issue. So I assume the NBA have only licensed it for
What's our
North America.
English British Basketball Association?
Well, there isn't one, is there?
I mean, is there not
we should have cricket. I don't know, but anyway. So, but I don't really understand the cards because they've there's a power and engine size and they're all like it's like a 0-60, but they're supercars, so like they're all like can do it in like 5 seconds. So I just think, wow, they're all really fast. But of course, there's a big difference between 3.2 seconds and 3.3 seconds. Anyway, so
actually, it is fairly obvious that I've got a gun in my hand. Look at that.
You've got a gun in your hand. Yeah. What do you mean you've got a gun in your hand?
So I'm looking through the photos from last night.
Yeah, we weren't recording when you were talking about that, though, Will. So
I know, I'm just
you completely messed up.
It's going to have to be cut out.
So anyway, so I've been playing the Top Trumps game. I am going to get through the Top Trumps game, despite your evil hatred of Top Trumps.
Will just starts talking about other things.
Something else.
I'm totally bored by it, John.
Top Trumps, yeah, that's when you're kids.
This is what I normally do when you guys are talking.
Well, exactly,
I just like check my phone.
I always hear you pick the microphone back up. Oh, he's finished. Hang on. Oh, right, I see, yes.
So what else have I been playing? So played a tower defense game or castle. I don't know. Is there a difference between tower defense and castle defense? I mean, obviously tower defense.
There is.
You drop towers in, but is there?
Well, castle defense is like when you've got to defend a base, isn't it? More.
But in tower defense, you're defending a base. But it's more kind of
more of an exit.
It's more about the route, isn't it? In tower defense, I would think. Whereas castle defense is not so. It's not route based, but you're still defending a fixed base. I mean,
I would say that was tower defense. I would call that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I would call that one a castle defence because the enemy is coming at you in one route.
Yeah, it's not route based. Yeah,
and you need to defend.
But you're not attacking them though, are you?
Yeah, in tower defence.
Well, yeah.
A lot of people.
Although there are some castle defence games where you are attacking.
Yeah,
where
you're attacking.
Well, castle versus castle.
But, I'd just like to say that there are, although most of the people that listen to this podcast don't really care. There are some people who are very, very angry if you get castle and tower defence.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Probably some of them are lawyers.
Don't give these people my address.
Yeah, most of them are lawyers.
Because there's a copyright. No, not a copyright. It's a copyright or a trademark?
It's a trademark.
Trademark over tower defence.
Who owns it?
Come to Us.
Come to Us. Mm.
Yeah. Who did do a very good tower defence game?
I think they're a lovely company, and I'm very excited about their...
copyright.
...work. Yeah.
Anyway, we've not even mentioned the game. I'm trying to work out from the icon. It is Two Worlds Two. Castle Defense HD. Mm. Which kind of has...
Why did we have this argument of Castle Defense when it's in the title?
Well, no, I was just saying there's a difference between Castle Defense and
Castle Defense.
Whatever. So it is, to deconstruct, it is a Castle Defense game, which we have singly just... and confuse people
legally
about.
It is a castle defence game.
Yeah, because it can't be tower defence. And it is set in the Two Worlds RPG PC console universe, which is, I don't know very much about it, but when I looked at it, the mythology of it,
it was on sale the other day on Steam. Apparently it's meant to be flawed.
I think the first one wasn't especially that good. The second one was considerably better,
but it still wasn't great.
Still not?
Wasn't great. No,
wasn't, no it wasn't not. Great. No. But I mean, yeah. Anyway, and they did the Castle Defense game was originally released for PC, and now they ported it. It's available for iPhone and iPad, but separate releases. And it's kind of, I mean, it's like a, I tend to say this a lot with tower defense games, is it's not doing anything innovative, really. Because, so often you kind of, and maybe, with a lot of games, really, innovation is kind of, can be annoying because it's an innovation. It's like it takes you a while to work out how to
this
use innovation.
This one's kind of weird though because it tries to disguise the fact it doesn't have much innovation about it.
You
doesn't
think?
It? Yeah, I think the way it's laid out is different. You don't have an upgrade menu. You have the upgrade icons at the top, and you have to select things.
I mean, it's more about characters because basically you're building units and you're.
But it's less characterful than Lord of the Rings Tower Defense.
Yes.
Because that had more character.
Yeah, because he has the Lord of the Rings characters, doesn't he? I mean,
more characters.
Yeah, no, you're saying the characters. You're saying the characters are better characters because we know who they are from films. Whereas these are just
a bit generic.
No, but these are just like warriors and archers. And
yeah,
stuff. Whereas Lord of the Rings has like hero units that are from films and real characters.
Well, I always think the particularly like not so much on a tower defense because it's different. It's a tower, but for these kind of things, castle defense. What you want to do? I mean, you don't want to go over the top. You don't make it an RPG, but it would make sense if you kept a character alive for an entire one alive for an entire wave, you want to take that to the next wave, wouldn't you? So, you know, the whole point is you'd want to kind of level
don't
that
look
up.
Look at me, look at the mic.
What? Oh, God. So what, it resets after each?
Well, no, basically, one of the characters is, it's not a character, it's just a unit, so it's an archer. So you can level up the archer, spend your money levelling up the archer, and when he dies, you can resurrect him.
Yeah.
But then once the level's finished then back. The next time you just get another generic archer. So, yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily want to name them, oh, he's Bob and Bill.
I was thinking that. Yeah. It'd be great if you could name them.
No. Karen, there's no. Karen. But Karen the Archer.
Karen the Archer. Yeah. He's one of the best.
Yeah. No, but that's
Dorchester
kind of,
Archer, like, brigade.
Dorchester?
Yeah, Dorchester.
Why just Dorchester?
I don't know.
Were they good archers, were they?
No.
No.
No, they were terrible. Oh,
they're all dead. That's why we don't know them. They're all dead. They're all killed.
Karen was the best, though.
The French wiped them out. Anyway, so it's, I quite enjoyed it. I mean, I played it for, like, pretty much all the way through. And you just get loads and loads of waves, and it does that kind of interesting kind of trick thing at the end where you kind of, oh, I'm at the 19th wave, and then you've kind of like destroyed it, you know, every wave that's come, you've pretty much destroyed it with all your leveled up characters now because you're at the end of it, and then like an enormous boss character just comes and starts wiping everyone out. So, that's a bit hardcore, but it was alright.
It looked nice.
Yeah, no, I was thinking like a good solid 7 out of 10. 10 out of 10. I mean,
6-7, yeah. 6-7.
Yeah.
5. No, I'm not. No, it's probably 6 or 7.
Yeah, you didn't really play it very much, did you?
I didn't know. No. I played a level.
Yeah, I mean, we all had a go at two games that I've kind of played a little
I
bit.
I just watched, but I'm making a judgment just from watching.
I'm simply moving on to two other games we played. So, well, you didn't play Gravity Lander, so we'll quickly do Gravity Lander, which is
cheap.
Gravity Lander is you played it. Were you actually kind of quite better than me? I mean, it's kind of
really. I was better than you.
I was terrible. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a really. Really,
I think you were tilting better
game.
Than me. I wasn't really tilting. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a really tricky physics game where you've got to land a ship and it's on top of a load of obstacles. Some of which you can tap to make disappear. Grey and black.
Black and white ones.
Black and white ones you can make disappear. And you get 3 boosts which send the rocket slightly up in the air, and you tilt the iPhone or iPad to. Tilt the rocket, and with the idea is you're meant to land perfectly horizontal on a landing platform, but it's really tricky.
It is hardcore, isn't it?
Yeah. We were on the tutorial levels.
Yes. No, we didn't get very far into it.
That was hard.
So, and I have to say, I mean, but the main thing about it is it's very kind of hard but clean design.
Hard,
isn't
but
it?
It's nice.
The design looks very nice.
Looks, very nice.
Looks really good.
I think the people who developed it are more. Design agency, they're a Swiss company.
I can imagine that. So I don't think there's much of a balance going on with the difference.
No, gameplay. Gameplay was not particularly. I don't think there's a lot of focus testing on that. But but there are 100 levels in the paid version,
right.
Or the free version gives you 52, and probably 52 might be enough.
For the free version,
have your time spent.
I'd definitely recommend picking it,
checking
out.
It out.
Why 52?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, just in the App Store, it said 52. I mean, I don't know.
Why 52?
Two of the tutorials.
Oh, I see.
Anyway,
oh.
So that was Gravity Lander, and then there was. I think Keith's gonna have to, because Keith loved this game.
It was quite good. Yeah, I wasn't as good as Will though. Will beat my score, but
of course I did.
I'm not sure why. Why?
Super sheep tap.
And you tap as the sheep jump over a fence.
Do you tap sheep
to tag them? Only when I'm desperate. But I don't really know why you're doing it, but...
What do you mean, why are you doing anything?
Why do you need some motivation? Like, when we play Angry Birds, you get the little animation. Oh, their eggs have been taken away.
And that helps you play the game better?
Of course, otherwise, what are these birds' problems?
But Keith, how many hours have you spent playing Angry Birds and you've not got those eggs back yet?
No, it's never going to get them back. It was enjoyable. It's just a timing thing, isn't it? It's a reaction thing.
Yeah.
Tap the screen when sheep run over a fence.
Well, I wasn't sure. I mean, it wasn't, because originally in the description it says rhythm action, and I kind of thought, oh, that'd be really interesting. But there's
It is, because there's.
But it's not really a rhythm in that way, is it?
Because you get a certain, the timing window is wide, but
yeah,
so you get a lot of things at once.
But it's so wide, there's not like you can't go. Yeah, the Parappa the Rapper was great because you had like a bass rhythm, then you could just, like, rip off it.
Yes, but I'm proving that rhythm action games don't have to have music.
But I would say Super Sheep Tap isn't a rhythm action game.
It is definitely a rhythm action.
Yeah, okay.
But we haven't explained what it's about. You just have sheep running from left to right, and there's a fence in the middle, and they jump over the fence, and you've got to tap the screen as they jump over.
Anywhere on the screen.
Anywhere on the screen. Mm-hmm. And it tags them in air. If you miss three on classic mode, then it's game over. And in arcade mode, you just do as many as you can.
60 seconds.
60 seconds. Yeah.
But there avoid black sheep as well.
Yeah, you can't tap when there's a black sheep there.
Say no more.
And there is. Anyway, the you can't tap. You can't tap black sheep.
There's one in a little Superman.
There's Superman ones.
He speeds it up there, doesn't he?
Yeah,
makes it worse.
The Superman, it's an odd power up, isn't it? Where you go, oh, I'll tap the Superman
super
one.
Sheep, super
it's
sheep.
Going
super
fast
sheep.
Enough as it is, and then it speeds it sheep. Up. So you want to avoid that.
Although for points, points, you want to get the points, isn't it?
If you're like me and know how to play the game.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't beat him by that much.
I beat him almost twice. I got 11,000, he got 19,000.
Yeah, 19,000. Oh, okay. Also, of course, this is where the rhythm action sort of echoes of the genre come in as well. Is that when the two, you get two or more sheep jumping in unison over it, so you've got to press three or two fingers down, like a chord.
They could have made more of that.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice, pleasant game.
Yeah, it's alright.
Yeah. It looks good. Worth your 59 pence, you think?
It's worth 59p.
You think?
Anything's worth 59p. Yeah.
Well, no, you just said Cars 2 wasn't worth 59p. Even though we make sure
it's worth 59p if you want to laugh. Yeah.
Super sheep tap.
Super sheep tap.
I'd pay
a quid for that.
Yeah, a quid.
I'd pay a quid.
Big spender.
I'm a middle class.
Fancy pants.
I don't think about prices.
You don't want to go for the little of price ranges. The 59.
No.
You want to go to the Waitrose price
Waitrose
range.
Let's get some more Waitrose in these podcasts.
All our non-UK audiences.
Yeah,
go Waitrose, Lidl. What are they going on about? Grocers.
Move.
Grocery store.
Different kind of grocers.
Yeah.
Cheap versus.
Upper class,
yeah.
Not sure Waitrose is upper class.
Well, they stock the.
Here's when I go.
They stock. They stock Prince Charles.
Aspirational.
He's super. He's amazing.
We're back to the royalty again.
It's over three quid, but it's worth it.
Have you tried his biscuits?
No, I've not tried it.
That's the originals.
Does he make them? Is he there when?
He's down there with his hat on, the white hat, you know.
He talks
through the biscuits.
See, now you've made me want to go down to Waitrose and buy a load of food.
Anyway, that's it for this week's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this slightly drunken,
slightly ramshackle.
Yeah, well, I think we should do it like this every week. Actually, I think we should make the effort to.
You pay for my hotel stay and my train to get up here, and I'll be up here.
John will sort that out for you.
Shit, yeah.
Okay.
He wants to stay at the Hilton, so.
Yeah, I don't stay anything less than Hilton.
You need stars. You need stars.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and we hope to see you again. Oh, we've got a guest coming in next week. Not just a guest, but a new podcast member.
Oh.
Unless we all scare him away.
You want to listen to this?
Yes, so stay tuned for that. We'll find out who that is next week.
It's a secret.
We'll be back in normal service.
Yeah, we'll be back in normal service.
Although, with our lovely new microphone that we haven't mentioned, I think there will be more ad hoc podcast at some point, maybe.
Yes.
We've got
when you're at your lovely glitzy events somewhere on the other side of the world.
Well, I think we're going to a glitzy event, aren't we? It's in August, I think.
Am I confirmed for that?
I think so. Yeah.
He hasn't bothered telling me.
Has he not?
I'm not going to any glitzy
Keith's
events.
Keith's not allowed to go. Actually, you're on holiday anyway, so you can't come.
Oh, yeah.
Going to your English.
I'll take part in holiday.
Anyway, we're going on. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you, hear you. No, we won't see you or hear you, but you'll hear us again next week.
Oh, that was good.